There's a giant issue on the front page of the Western Australian today. It's thanks to Giant Bicycles. Their factory back sale is on now. Save on selected Giant bikes in the Giant Bicycles factory back sale. It's on now. Ed Alert. Fans in WA are not happy with Eddie Maguire and that he'll be involved in this weekend's footy and the call of the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers. To be frank, it's a bizarre front page. So we thought we'd go to a proud West Australian in Scotty Cummings, who's got some views on this one. Hello, Scotland.
Well, I was proud, Captain. I was proud, normally proud and staunch West Aussie, but this morning woke up and just went, why, you know, what is that nonsense? And I've done a little bit of digging. And basically what's happened, mate, is we've got a editor who I've never met. The new editor-in-chief is ex-Daily Telegraph from Sydney. So he's bringing Sydney trash and Eddie-hating, bashing material to WA and tarnishing all good West Australians with it. Now, yeah, sure, no problem whatsoever. There are some people in WA that don't like Ed. No problem. No problem at all. And we're all aware of that. You can't like everyone, can you? And because he is Victorian and because he's a Pies man, he's so passionate about it, then, you know, some don't like him.
Anthony,
but not all of West Australia. It shouldn't be on the front page of the paper. It's a joke.
Anthony De Segle is the editor you speak of. What is the point?
What is the point of it? I don't know. It's Sydney trash journalism. That's what it is, mate. It's clickbait type stuff that they throw on Twitter. It shouldn't be on the front page of the paper. If you want to bully, belittle, and degrade someone, and imagine you do it to, say, a criminal that's sitting in jail, a wife basher, one of our many racist politicians. Why don't you do it to them? Not to a footy commentator. I mean, get some perspective, for goodness sake. And it's just a really bad reflection on West Aussies, mate. And, yep, I know there's our West Coast supporters have been pretty parochial and they're getting bagged for the booing and that they do, but what they do is they make it a really uncomfortable environment for opposition teams to go to, so they're doing the right thing by their team. But this is just it's a nonsense cool front page article, mate. And I just want to fly the flag for good, decent West Aussies.
Yes.
Who don't have this gutter mentality in the media. But the problem is, though, Captain, is that when we talk about trash,
yep,
and garbage in the media, there's 2 million people a night that was watching maps, for goodness sake. So that doesn't help. Maybe that's doing something, that's encouraging this sort of garbage, but it's embarrassing for Western Australia. And I apologise on behalf of the normal, sensible people who don't have this mentality.
Surely in the lead up to what is the biggest game on the calendar in WA footy? Surely this is a non-issue, really.
It's just embarrassing, mate. It really is. It's like, what is wrong with you? We're playing, you know, Derby 49. It's a massive contest. Both teams coming off wins. The Eagles, you know, being talked about back-to-back. Freo much improved and a much more exciting game plan with better players and all that sort of thing. Let's concentrate on that. Concentrate on what should be a great game of footy. Fire the crowds up. Do whatever you need to do. But to find that to be the lead story, the front page of the paper, I've been concerned about WA for a little while, Captain. You know, the economy's been pretty bad. It's had a bit of a downturn.
Yes.
If this is a front page article, I'm wrapped in a way because it means WA is back flying again. We must be going all right. If that is the front page of the biggest issue that we have to face in WA, then the state's going all right again.
We had Ryan Crowley on the show yesterday, and he told us that yesterday he basically couldn't walk down the street because he was getting flown into by West Coast Eagles supporters who never forget. tell us, Scotty, how big is this game in WA?
Well, it's huge, mate. And you know what? In every game, every time it happens, you'll get the players say, it's another game, it's just another game, and 4 points and we have to win and we have to take care of our processes. Well, that's a load of crap, Captain Jack. It's well more than that. But these guys have to face each other all the time in Perth, at functions, at promotions and all that sort of stuff. There's nothing better than walking in knowing, and make no mistake, these two teams hate each other on and off the field. Like, mm-hmm. The management hate the management. The players don't like the players. The supporters loathe each other. Most of them. So, this is much more involved than just a game of footy. And from the siren of Fremantle, St Kilda on the weekend, it's all systems go towards the clash on Sunday. It shouldn't be. There's a bloke commentating it that we don't like.
We try and keep a pretty close eye on this game, but you in particular keep a very close eye on the West Coast Eagles and the Dockers with your great work on Footy WA. Are the Eagles the best team in it after what you saw on the weekend?
Yep. Yeah, they are, without a doubt. And they've got better from last year as well. I mean, they were the best team last year, and they have got better. You know, their inclusions of a couple of young guys. And you always have to, you know, introduce 3 to 5 new faces a year, I reckon. And they're doing that. Oscar Allen looks a beauty. Petrocelli, I know he's played a few, but he's coming along beautifully as well. He looks like he's ready to play. So they've got better. And just their understanding of each other, where each other's going to be, where their teammates are going to be, where they need the footy is better as again. So, they're the number one for sure. I mean, you throw Geelong in there as well. Geelong deserve to be up there in the favouritism as well. But I think West Coast, a very, very good side, mate. Very good side.
What about the Dockers? I mean, we don't know about Nat Fyfe yet. You'd have to say it's unlikely that he would play after being put on a Dream Street last week. Are they? Where are they in your mind at this point?
Oh, they're getting better. And hats off to Ross Lyon for saying, OK, well, our game plan wasn't working anymore, or maybe never. And now we have to change it. They've recruited some forwards, and I think they've got the luxury now. I mean, they went after Lobb and they went after Hogan and got them, because I'm not sure they actually believed that Taberner and McCarthy was going to work out. Well, Taberner and McCarthy are actually working out now. Lobb can go in the midfield as a midfielder, not a ruckman. He's got a big Darcy to do that. And Jesse Hogan's going, spending a bit of time up in the midfield too. I'd love Hogan to sit around half forward, but they're playing more exciting footy. They're not stopping. They're not going sideways. They're not going backwards. They're moving it fast. They've got some fast fellas in there now. So they're moving the ball quick to tall targets up forward, and they're getting the result, you know, because of it. They were really poor against the Gold Coast doing that. They just chose the wrong options, and I think it was one of those games where they just expected it to happen for them at some stage, but it didn't. But now they're better as well, and they're playing more exciting footy. I think that this derby will be probably the best one we've seen for a while.
Hump day with Scotty and Swanee. I caught up last night. Interesting stuff
really
about
sorry.
Vegans.
Look, we're really sorry. This one sort of got away from us a little bit. Normally it is the loosest podcast out there, but this one went a bit weird. Well, the vegans who stopped the traffic, they deserved it. You do whatever you like. You can believe in whatever you want to believe in, but I'm not sure disrupting a million people is the way to get them to jump on side with you. But so they got their whack. But also to a really interesting group of people called eco-sexual.
Yes, I'm across that. I think we probably can park that one there. I'm across that.
If you haven't, I wasn't going to go into details, but it's probably something that we didn't expect to discuss on our podcast. Jump on and have a listen. It's quite interesting. The world, my friend, is in a terrible spot.
Yeah, don't have your kids around when you listen to it. That would be my advice.
No. There's an explicit rating on it for a reason.
There's
a reason we have Kevin Buddy Wilson's song as an introduction to our podcast. But it's not for kids' ears.
You can get it on iTunes, and also you can subscribe. Scotty, thanks for joining me, mate. Nice to chat to you.
Again, on behalf of normal West Australians, I apologise.
Scotty Cummings joining us on Afternoons. You can join us with your thoughts. 1300 736 736 on the phone, or 0433 98 11 16 on the text. The front page read, Ed Alert of the West Australian. The editor-in-chief of the West Australian, Anthony De Siegel, has been good enough to jump on the line and have a chat to us here on SEN. Anthony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How's the feedback been to the front page today?
Yeah, look, I think people are getting excited and fired up, which is the main thing. I like to put out a front page that gets people talking. I don't shy away from the fact that we're trying to be provocative at the West. Mate, Eddie's a good sport. I mean, Eddie knows better than anyone that you need people talking and you need people reacting to the products that you produce. And so, I mean, he came on Perth Radio this morning, mate. He was happy to take part in it, definitely.
So was the front page, for those of our listeners obviously here in Melbourne who haven't seen it, was there a level of jest and a level of tongue-in-cheek with it or not?
Yeah, there was a level of tongue-in-cheek, definitely. I mean, you know, sometimes I say it's hard to get sarcasm across in the newspaper. But look, there's definitely a level of cheek in there. I mean, West Australians are very cheeky, very, very cheeky state, mate. And one thing we don't like is sort of, you know, big-noted sort of Victorians coming over and telling us what to do. And so realistically what it was mainly was just putting Ed on notice. You know, he's coming over to our town, to our biggest game. There's nothing in Australia like the Western Derby, mate. Like, the whole state shuts down. It's bigger than the grand final. The bragging rights are as important as any sporting contest in Australia. And we were just putting Eddie on notice, you know. Things are different over here. We just want to make sure that he realises that it's a special game for us.
What can he expect when he comes over, especially now?
Look, I think he can expect a pretty closely watched broadcast. And, you know, the truth is that Eddie needs to appeal to the West Australians. He needs to realise that there is a lot riding on this contest. He isn't a very liked figure in WA. That's the truth of it. You know, we had our Seven West Media Ultimate Footy poll, and Eddie was the least favourite or most despised commentator in Australia. You know, we're very proudly of Dennis Cometti as one of our legends over here, and I know Dennis and Eddie are close. But I think we just want Eddie to be on his A game more than anything. And God forbid, mate, if he calls it a derby and not a derby. He'll never be allowed back in WA.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you for the correct pronunciation, because many have slipped up before.
Well, my ABC Breakfast was talking about our front page this morning and called it a derby. So, and as funny as that sounds, like, it, you know, it's a funny thing. You know, it's also disrespectful. You can't come over here and call a game and get language wrong and that sort of thing. So, and like I said, it is Saturday night, prime time, Western Derby. Both teams are playing well. We need it to be A-grade commentary, definitely.
As I let you go, it would be wrong of me to not ask you for a prediction. Who wins?
Oh, look, I think it's pretty hard to go past the Eagles. I reckon they're looking pretty good to go back-to-back this year, I reckon.
And Eddie versus Perth, who's going to win that one?
Oh, Perth always wins, definitely. But I think the good thing is, you know, it could be one of those ones where everyone's a winner.
Maybe. Anthony, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Anthony DeSigley, the editor-in-chief of the West Australian, joining me, explaining that front page. And Scotty Cummings is tuning in and listening to that as we speak as well. A couple of your calls on this one. Let's go to Troy in WA. We'll start with him on 1300 736 736. Hello, Troy.
Jack Ev, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, my man. You well?
Yeah, very well. I'm out walking in the sunshine, delivering me junk mail. Hey, and listening to your show. I'd like to throw somebody else in Eddie's basket. I've already had my say about Eddie, as you know. I want to say Carl Langdon in there, mate.
Righto.
I rang last Wednesday night, Wednesday wine, and he basically said that we're only talking about this subject because the lady was disabled.
Yeah.
He cut me off, but the only reason we're talking about it is because Eddie was stupid and said what he said. Because the lady was disabled.
I wonder whether there's from what I can tell there, I don't live in WA, and the only time I ever go to WA, I fly in, do a game and fly out. But it appears, Troy, from what Anthony DeSigley just told us too as well, that this is going back a fair bit further than that. It appears it's not just related to that. It appears as though it's gone a fair bit further than beyond that. Terry's in Benalla. G'day, Terry.
Yeah, hi. Hi, how are we today?
We're excellent, thanks.
I'm a Sydney supporter, so Scotty Cummings, I met you at the race, but I thought you were a good bloke. Knocking Sydney like that, isn't that as bad as Eddie or this newspaper article? I mean, that was so biased. What, putting everyone in the one basket as Sydney are that bad?
He's tuning in.
I think we're actually very tolerant. We've put up with the Goodsy incident. We put up with what happened last week. We put up probably twice with Goodsy, actually. You know, we've had enough. Stop Sydney bashing.
Well, I like Sydney. I'm looking forward to going there tomorrow night. Hopefully the weather's good and we can have a good game of footy. Tim's in Perth. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Jack. How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Mate, geez, that guy from the West is an absolute dick. Mate, calling the derby, as he wants to call a derby, the biggest game over the AFL Grand Final. What an absolute imbecile.
I just let him go, Tim. Wound him up and let him go so that I could get a response like this after it, to be honest. He's got a few talking. 1-300-736-736 to join me. One thing I do know is that Pickers and Hutchie are going to have an absolute ball with that one on Saturday morning on the Bill Laurie File. More of your calls after this.